Casey Foundation.
We've heard all the arguments why Medicare for All won't work. Now let's hear from some business people who say Medicare for All would actually be good for business. On Monday night, January 6th, WMNF presents The Business Case for Medicare for All. It takes place at the Palladium in St. Petersburg at 7:30. We'll hear from a leading Pennsylvania manufacturing company who says that single payer would be good for his business and his employees. We'll also meet a former health insurance industry executive who now supports single payer. Tickets are $15 in advance, available at WMNF.org.
Welcome to Midpoint Monday on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org. I'm Sean Canaan. Today we'll hear a discussion about guns and about a move for counties to declare themselves Second Amendment sanctuary communities. We'll take your phone calls. In the meantime, you can send a text or email to dj@wmnf.org or text 813-433-0885. The phone number is 813-239-9663. First, I want to bring you a comment that was left by a listener about my last show. One guest was an activist who organized a demonstration in St. Petersburg supporting the impeachment of President Trump. Here's that listener's comment.
This is Mike in Tampa. I don't know how many people heard Ralph Nader's talk on Democracy Now!, but he said the impeachment of causes against President Trump are too narrow and too perilous. They're not specific enough. Abuse of power, that could be anything. And he's not being impeached over his violation of Magna's cause. He's not being impeached over misappropriating funds, taking money out of the Pentagon budget and putting it toward the wall. He's not being impeached for his war crimes for Saudi Arabia against Yemen. He's not being impeached for obstructing the agencies of the government like the FAA. There's a whole series of things that he should be impeached over. As Mayor said, he's the most impeachable president we've had, but he's not being impeached over those things. And not using the ammunition that they should be using. It's like blowing up 90% of your ammunition before you even get started in a war.
Well, that was a comment that came in after our last show. It's on our website, WMNF.org/news. Later on in the broadcast, I'll give out the number that you can leave a voicemail about today's show. You can always listen to previous shows and comment on those stories on our website, WMNF.org/news. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at WMNF News. Well, today we will hear about efforts by counties to declare themselves Second Amendment sanctuary communities. In Polk County, the County Commission will look into becoming a sanctuary for gun owners. The Ledger reports that last week the commission there asked its county attorney to research the relevant law and to present his findings to the commission at its January 3rd or January 17th agenda review meeting. Also, last week, the Highlands County Commission voted down a controversial resolution that would have made the county a gun sanctuary. We'll hear public comment from that meeting this hour, and I'd like to hear what you think. The number to call in is 813-239-9663. After dozens of residents spoke for or against the resolution, the county commission voted 4-1 against becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary county. While we're hearing from those residents, I'd like you to call in your thoughts. Do you think your county should consider becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary? Are you from Highlands? What do you think about their decision to reject the Second Amendment sanctuary? And are you from Polk? Do you think your county should become a gun sanctuary? And are you surprised by what you're hearing from residents of Highlands? Let us know while you're hearing this. The number again, 813-239-9663. Email dj@wmnf.org or text 813-433-0885. Here are some of the residents from Highlands County who spoke out at the county commission last week.
This is a resolution I have been asked by three constituents to introduce. The resolution is basically asking the federal government to honor our Constitution as to Amendment 2. The resolution was read into the record at the December 3rd County Commissioners meeting. The public has been given 14 days to comment. After many letters to the editors, emails, and spoken comments, I would like to make a motion to adopt the resolution declaring Highlands County a Second Amendment sanctuary county, exactly as read at the December 3rd meeting and as presented in writing today.
So we have a motion.
Second for discussion.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any comments from the board before we go to the public? Okay, no comments from the board, so we'll open it up to the public.
My name is John Nelson. I don't know how much of this I can get through in 2 minutes. The declaration based on the sanctuary cities that protect immigration, which is illegal, by the way, are in response to the gun control measures passed by the state, including the red flag laws, potential federal proposed gun buyback programs that violate Second Amendment. States cannot pass laws that violate the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution, that meaning creating laws that override your constitutional rights. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution of the United States, Article 6, Clause 2, establishes that the Constitution, federal laws made pursuant to it, and treaties made under its authority constitute the supreme law of the land, and thus take priority over any conflicting state laws. Judge Napolitano, honest, decent, law-abiding people should not lose their rights because a judge thinks they might do something in the future. That's the Soviet Union model, not American. Miguel Arceo stated in the Highlands News Sun this past week, Highlands County Board of Commissioners, is your time really meant to be spent on this resolution? The simple answer is yes. Every commissioner, the Highlands County Sheriff, took an oath of office stating, I swear I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and the state of Florida, so help me God. The red flag laws outrightly violate 5 of your constitutional rights, the 2nd, the 5th, the 14th, the 6th, and the 4th Amendment. The local resolution and Second Amendment counties does not compel law enforcement to ignore state laws. But what it does do is compel them to support and uphold the Constitution of the United States and of the state of Florida. Sheriff Scott Jenkins of Culpeper, Virginia, said he would promise he would deputize every citizen if they pass this law, if they tried to enforce this law.
Thank you. We just have a lot to hear from. We'll start right down here in the front. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Pat Myers. Commissioners, I find this fear-mongering and political. We have Second Amendment rights in this nation. We have a constitution. We don't need this. And I think it's a colossal waste of time. And I think you could be better served doing things in the community. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. You have rights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kirsten Hads. And I would ask that if you're going to consider this proposal, which on the basis of the fact that you want to protect your Second Amendment rights, why don't you also consider protecting other rights that actually are being infringed on currently in this country? Things like voting rights. They have suppression going on all in lots of states in the country. And there are lots of things in the Constitution that provide rights for people that you can consider becoming a sanctuary county for. That's a question, really.
My name's Ted Phelan, and I am a concealed weapon permit holder. That means I gave my fingerprints to the state, and the state took that to the federal government. And I said, I have never done anything wrong in my life. They did a background check on me, and yes, that's correct. I promise never to do anything wrong. I am not a criminal. Please do not make me a criminal.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Thank you for this opportunity. Mm-hmm. My name is Virginia Spencer, and I live on Sassafras Avenue in Sebring. It's obvious to me, on the first reading of the resolution, that has probably been amended by now, that is a copy made for distribution to counties anywhere. I laughed when I saw this one was used by Lake County instead of Highlands County. A Second Amendment sanctuary refers to similar resolutions a few jurisdictions in the United States have adopted to not spend resources to enforce some gun control measures, which I believe are essential to the public health and safety of this country. We need enforcement of universal gun background checks, assault weapon bans, high magazine bans, red flag laws, and so on to stop the mass shootings that are occurring more frequently everywhere in the United States, even Highlands County, Florida, where five people were murdered in our local bank just this year. And remember when we had a Parkland shooting, 17 people? We are much safer with gun control laws than opening up our borders for anyone who wants a firearm to shoot anyone in any direction. The Second Amendment was written at a time when types of firearms that are now available weren't even imaginable. Who knew in the previous century that this century we would have a Kim Jong-un promising us a Christmas gift, threatening the arms race and the ability to end life as we know it? I believe in the Second Amendment. In a war situation, when regulated, but not used as an excuse to arm potential predators. I was horrified when my sister's daughter-in-law's best friend was shot in the back of the head at a theater in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's unconscionable.
My name is Joe Upchurch, and I live in Sebring. So where to start here? So many killings, so much pain. For me, the wake-up call did come on February 2018 when the gunman opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle at Stoneman Dulles in Parkland, killing 17, wounding 17. Then on May 6, 2018, a popular Highlands County deputy, William Gentry, died of gunshot wounds by a man who did not want to be questioned about his shooting of neighborhood pets. Some of us are looking at that point to ourselves and saying, what can we do to protect Highlands County from gun violence? We found many opportunities. One easy one was the fact that Sebring is the only city in Florida that permits the sale of military-style semi-automatic weapons across the street from a local high school. We proposed that the Highlands County Fairgrounds Board stopped leasing space to gun dealers selling the AR-15 type weapons often used in school shootings. It seemed like a simple way to tell the world that we love our children more than our guns. The Fair Board refused to meet with us. If and when we are able to meet with the Fair Board, we'll explain that young males who are often the shooters are not born to see assault weapons as a path to manhood. We teach them, and we can stop teaching them. Then, of course, as mentioned, five women were killed on January of this year after a gunman entered the bank, and Highlands County had our very own mass shooting. More lives are lost to suicides with guns than school shootings. I don't know the number in our community because suicides are often not reported in the local press unless it's something special. By special, I would include the suicide of a Highlands deputy. I'll hand out my copy this to you and send it to you because I do have more to say.
That's fine. Thank you.
Well, that was Joe Muckchurch, a Sebring resident, speaking out against gun sanctuary in Highlands County. And I want to know your thoughts on this issue. You're listening to Midpoint Monday on 88.5 FM, WMNF.org. My name is Sean Canaan, and we're talking about the Second Amendment sanctuary communities. Polk County is considering it. Highlands County, who we're hearing from right now, just rejected that type of sanctuary. And it's where the local law enforcement can decide whether or not to enforce federal or state laws that restrict gun access, such as you heard a few of the residents talking about red flag laws. That's when a judge says that the guns should be temporarily taken away from someone who poses a threat to themselves or to others. And, Polk County is considering it, and Highlands County just rejected the ability for the county to say, nope, we're going to ignore that law. So what do you think? Here's the number, 813 813- 239-9663. You can email DJ at WMNF.org. You can text 813-433-0885. We're going to hear from a few more Highlands County's residents right now. And after that, we'll go to Jerry in Tampa, and we'll go to anyone else who calls in during that time, 813-239-9663. So here are some more of the residents of Highland County speaking out about Second Amendment sanctuary.
Chairman Handley, thank you. My name is Dale Gillis. I live in Sebring. I would have to say that I personally have heard every gun-toter slogan from people who have served time for burglary, for armed robbery, and for drug dealing. I personally have left two jobs because I was being threatened by gun-toters. So I don't believe they're on my side. I noticed that this resolution was apparently written by the National Rifle Association or some such organization. That the NRA is not a good source of information on constitutional law. It is not an accurate source of information on any subject. I would have to remind you that whatever the founding fathers thought about guns, that George Washington never faced a 9mm handgun or an automatic weapon. He never faced anybody with an assault rifle. Didn't have to worry about common criminals having weapons like that. So maybe you should keep that in mind. So thank you very much.
Good day, commissioners. I'm Houston Foy Hall.
Good morning.
Good morning to you too, sir. As requested, an advisory input to the Highlands County Board of Commissioners. Subject matter: establishing Highlands County as a Second Amendment sanctuary. Congratulations to Commissioner Tuck for your most honored effort of proposal to carry forth this matter. Yet, it is with a measured and proven resolve that I present to you now, as it has been stated, your suggestion is ultimately impromptu. Why? Because, as is fully represented here today, Highlands County court system, along with derelict performances by authoritative agencies, is the most inappropriate locality to carry this proposal to its most exquisite stance. There has been a poor record of procedures around here. With furtherance to the Commissioner Brooks, fluff up it is for the NRA and his membership to this organization, poppycock. In the beginning of a 10.5-year docu-saga, they, the NRA, were asked if they might consider an involvement for best results to these particulars. A quibble retort came. That is, I were not a member of the NRA, why should they even consider assistance? Mr. Brooks, I suggest to you, most politely, please. You may very well be getting a fluff up for the support of them by your continuing dues. Make no mistake, if I may finish it short. I, Houston F. Hall, am in full support of the Second Amendment public statement, but as impacted victim of Highlands County's cottage industry's lackadaisical performances, I cry not around here. Power to the people here.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Clint Mingus. The Second Amendment gives us all the right to own a gun, but you're not required to own a gun. And I would say pass your resolution because we have the right to own a gun. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. But we are the last line of defense in case, not so much now, but in effect, if a tyrannical government takes power, we're the last line of defense to defend the Constitution. America's worth defending. Let's keep that right. Pass the resolution. Thank you.
Okay. You'll be asked to leave if you continue clapping, sir.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Dana Orr. I live in Avon Park Lakes. I just want to say I'm listening to a lot of what the folks are saying, and some of it brings to mind a quote by Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis,
who said, "The greatest danger to liberty lies in the insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning, but without understanding." And I'm hearing a lot of people without understanding. For the record, I spent 27 years keeping felons out of everybody's living room. Nobody, except maybe the folks in green in here, have more experience with felons and criminals than I do. Also, I trained as a firearms instructor, so I know a little bit about both guns and criminal behavior with firearms. And law-abiding people owning guns is not the problem. As far as the other constitutional amendments, they are not under threat like the Second Amendment is. We need this resolution. We can see why we need it just from some of the comments here today. Nobody remembers those that were loyal to King George III. When he marched on Lexington and Concord to take their arms, nobody remembers the names of the people who said, "Okay, come on, take them." But everybody remembers Patrick Henry. So I'd like to ask the commission today to stand up and approve this resolution like Patrick Henry signed the Declaration of Independence, not shrinking from the duty, but boldly proclaiming Highlands County respects the rights of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves and their county. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jim Reed. I just wanted to make a quick comment about this. It seems if you all have any sense of history, you'll remember that when President Obama was president, the NRA spread the bogus idea that everyone's guns would be taken away by his administration. That was brought about the massive increase in guns and weapons. And now you're doing the same thing again. You brought this resolution up. It's bogus. But what will result of it probably is we'll sell more guns. So I'd like to congratulate you for selling more guns. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Dane Adams. I just recently moved to Sebring from the Stoneman Douglas School District. And I'd just like to say that the incident that happened at Stoneman Douglas was a breakdown at so many levels of government that is there to protect us. And there was no protection. There is no protection for us. The young man that committed those crimes time and time again slipped through the laws of our country and left those children there unprotected. I'll say one other brief message is that kind of words that are used in the gun community, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. Thank you.
John Drennan, Seabury. Sure appreciate Commissioner Tuck bringing this up, and I want 5 yes votes for this resolution. I pulled 8 years in the Navy protecting our country and our Constitution, and now we don't need a communist rule to take our guns. Just say somebody's got a gun and the police come out there and take them. This is unconstitutional, and I pulled 8 years in the military protect us, and we want you guys to protect us. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Well, that was Tom Drown, one of the residents in Highlands County, who has been speaking for or against Second Amendment sanctuary. This was from a meeting last week in which the Highlands County Commission voted 4-1 against becoming a gun sanctuary county, in which law enforcement there would have the option to ignore federal or state laws to restrict gun ownership. And Tom Drown there said that he didn't want there to be a communist rule to take our guns. It's 12:29 in the afternoon. You're listening to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa and WMNF.org. You might be listening on the WMNF app as well. Thanks so much for listening. It's Midpoint Monday. I'm Sean Canaan, and we're taking your calls, and we're trying to find out what you think about this. What do you think about what you're hearing from residents of Highlands? Do you want your county to be a Second Amendment sanctuary? What are your thoughts? Let's go to the phones right now. I'll go to Diane in Tampa in just a second, but here's Jerry in Tampa. Hi, Jerry. What would you like to say?
Well, actually, it's Terry. And
thank you, Terry.
How's it going today?
Great.
You know, what was going through my mind and listening to the people speaking is that there are a lot of people that don't even know about what the Constitution actually says and its wording. And we would do well to read it and find out what our rights actually are and start letting people try to tell us that we're losing things that are imaginary. It's in the Constitution that our right to bear arms is protected. If you do crimes, then you should be sanctioned for that. You shouldn't be a person that's beating a woman and still able to keep a gun because you've already shown a propensity to the violence. And there are other things where they should be regulated, and you would call it regulation or control or some kind of safety factors that we employ in order to keep society safe. And that's totally reasonable. And that just goes back to my basic premise here is, which I heard somebody else say, there is a lot of fear and hate mongering going on in this country right now. I heard somebody say that a certain portion of us dislike 65 million of the other portion of the country. That's not so. And that feeds into this gun thing whereby they're not trying to fight some outsiders. They're trying to fight the other part of the population. And so that part of the gun debate is getting mixed up and not even discussed. And what we got to get back to is understanding that this is one country, and the Constitution says that we're supposed to be united, the United States, and all of this bickering and breaking down into factions over things that are fears that have not ever been realized in over 200 years. We've never been attacked from the outside, and we've never had a tyrannical leader that would impose such tyranny on the people that we would need to rise up. Even right now, conditions. Some people don't like the way things are going, but you don't see a mass uprising with guns saying, hey, we're going to go and kill those people that support that form of philosophy or ideology, because it's absurd. And we need to tell people that are afraid and want to get a gun, that what are you afraid of? Why do you think you need a gun? That's why we have police. That's why we have the military. That's why we have those people that are trained and effectively able to handle guns. Let's believe in the Constitution. Let's believe in state order and stop being afraid of our neighbors. I thank you very much. In this season, you know, let's love our neighbors. And nobody hates 65 million other Americans. That's absurd.
Well, Terry, thanks so much for your call and happy holidays. I appreciate you calling in and holding for so long. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Terry. And let's hear what Diane has to say. And before we go to Diane, if you would like to weigh in on Second Amendment sanctuary status for counties or for communities, give us a call at 813-239-9663. I'm especially looking for people from Highlands or from Polk County, because Polk is considering this. This is something that in the new year, they will have the same conversation. So I want to know what you think in Polk County, but if you're anywhere else in the community as well, because this affects us all. 813-239-9663. Diane, thanks so much for holding.
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you, my husband and I used to own a pharmacy. A guy came in, put a gun to my husband's head and pulled the trigger, but it jammed. So he was still alive. And if you read the Second Amendment, it says in a well-armed, well-regulated militia. It doesn't say anybody can carry any caliber of gun anywhere they want to. And the other thing, on the stats of cops actually shooting people when they're in a stressful situation, obviously without an automatic weapon, is 18%. So what makes these people think that they're Rambo? I mean, you probably don't have an answer to that, but it really, I travel internationally a lot, and one of the great joys of being in Japan is I don't have to worry about being shot. I know that, you know, and I'll tell Australians and people from New Zealand this, and they'll look at me like I said I had just come from Mars, because they have rational gun control in their country. It is, A, like I said, it's supposed to be a well-regulated militia. And two, there's no right that has no boundaries. All rights have boundaries. So, and furthermore, if you study law, any state or national law will supersede a local one. And another point I want to make is the legislature doesn't let you carry guns into their offices. So if the legislature, Moreau County, decided that you could carry a gun anywhere you wanted, would that supersede the legislature? I'm sorry, I just get very upset with this because 90% of these people have never been on the wrong end of a gun.
So, Diane, which your family has, and I appreciate that insight, so thank you for calling. And so you think that the Constitution allows for things like red flag laws because that's the regulation that's talked about in a well-regulated militia?
Correct. and we also have to have common sense gun laws. It's not common sense to put an automatic weapon in the hands of an 18-year-old who has his hormones going everywhere. And that's the other thing they don't understand when, you know, we'll talk to people about this, and they're like, I said, they think I dropped off from Mars. New Zealand, when they had the shooting, they got rid of all the automatic weapons. Australia, Scotland, I mean, I don't know how many countries I can list, and all this idea of we're going to protect ourselves. A, I'm a psychologist by trade. We have an automatic thing in us as rational human beings that makes us want to hesitate at killing somebody else. Well, by then it's too late. Also, the idea that, you know, you're in some kind of place where you're going to be able to, as they say in the Western, get the drop on the guy is totally irrational. No teacher with a handgun is going to kill somebody that has a semi-automatic weapon, which was designed as a war weapon that you don't even have to aim. So, and all these paranoid people running around saying the government can control us, well, they have tanks and drones and planes. So if they want to, you know, think that they can arm themselves with a gun and resist federal law, that's also unrealistic. And the gun salespeople, the gun manufacturers are the ones that are behind these laws. And one more thing, and then I can let someone else talk. We don't count in the destroyed lives of the people that have been shot. Look, my husband was lucky. I didn't become a widow till I was 70. But I would have been a widow at 40.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Diane, and for sharing all of those thoughts. So thanks very much for calling in, and I hope you have happy holidays.
But, you know, it does really put my fur up when these people talk about how everybody should have a right to carry a gun. Of course they shouldn't. And one more thing, the lower gun kills in the states are the ones that regulate guns. So their whole theory is totally off.
Right.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to hang up now and let someone else talk.
Thanks so much for calling in, Diane. We appreciate it. 813-239-9663 if you'd like to call in and talk about Second Amendment sanctuaries. We'll hear more from Highlands County's residents in just a minute, but I do have a couple of people on the line, so I might as well take a call or two before we do that. CG in Tampa. Hi, CG.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Clay. I thought it was you. Go ahead.
Audience. Yes, you know, the problem that we have with the Second Amendment is we don't put it into context. It is an amendment, and it was amended to the Constitution for a reason. Our founders determined they did not want to have a standing army. So because they weren't going to have a standing army, but we still had enemies out there, they wanted everyone to be able to have a gun and then to move forward in a well-regulated militia to provide security or defense of the country. And it's become warped. It doesn't say that everyone has the right to have a gun. It's specific, and there's Supreme Court decisions, unfortunately, that change the way we look at the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment does not tell you that, and I'm a gun owner, by the way. I have plenty of guns, no AR-15s, no semi-automatic weapons, none of that stuff. Well, my handguns, maybe. But the point I'm trying to make here is that because of the Second Amendment, it doesn't mean that we go this rabid route of making sure that we protect the Second Amendment when we take it out of context what the Second Amendment was about. And it's about protecting the country, and that's what it is. Not against tyranny or any of that stuff, as people try to tell you.
All right, great. Thanks so much for that call, Clay. I appreciate it. You're making a lot of the points that Diane made. And if you'd like to make some, tell us your thoughts, 813-238-8001. I appreciate all these calls. Have a great holiday, Clay. And Tom writes in, he's about Terry, one of the previous callers, the very first caller. Tom says, he spoke my mind and feelings perfectly. So thanks for that. If you're still on the line, stay on the line. I'm going to go back to some Highlands County residents because I thought it was really interesting to hear this conversation back and forth with different residents talking about on different sides of this issue. Overall, 15 people spoke in favor of making Highlands County a Second Amendment sanctuary. 26 people spoke out against making the county a gun sanctuary, and the vote was 4-1 on the commission. And I don't know the exact party affiliation of all of them, but I would be surprised if they weren't all Republicans or they all sounded fairly conservative on issues like guns and so forth. So it was not a party line vote. It was definitely mixed within what sounded like a conservative argument that four of them said, we don't want to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county. So let's hear from some more of these residents in Highlands County. And I'd really like to hear from people in Polk County or Highlands County with your thoughts about whether your county should be a Second Amendment sanctuary. But here are more people speaking out from Highlands.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And Feliz Navidad for each and everyone here today. My name is David Hyatt Batty. I have lived here in Highlands County a long time. I was a teacher. Many of my children I see often. I have the privilege this morning to oppose the resolution offered by Arlene Tuck. Thank you.
Good morning, County Commissioners of Highlands County.
Good morning.
It's a great pleasure to be here today. I really have enjoyed seeing your courthouse, your In God We Trust sign on the front of your background here.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Yes, sir. And as I was about to say, my name is Michael Anthony Zarzano from Charlotte County, Florida. I've come today. I am the founder and administrator of United Counties of America. Our website is unitedcountiesofamerica.com. I am here today to support and applaud your effort to recognize, and that's all you're doing, you're simply recognizing the right to keep and bear arms and to maintain, if needed, a well-regulated militia. Today, we are in a very precarious situation in our country. This is not the America of Uncle Joe or Aunt Susan. This is a new America that is divided, that is being threatened. It has been discovered that even our electronic voting machines are now hackable through remote modem software. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be reporting on this in the future at unitedcountiesofamerica.com. My concealed carry permit is from the state of Utah, which has the greatest reciprocity. I plan to keep that permit and to maintain it in the future. Many of the previous speakers today have mistakenly declared that this is about gun control. It couldn't be further from the truth. Our founding men and women of this country had their first confrontation with guns by the British at Lexington and Concord. And thanks to good guys with a gun, we were able to stop the bad guys with a gun that wanted to enslave our nation to the crown. So again, the best way to stop bad guys with guns are good guys with guns. And unfortunately, the fine men and women of the police and sheriff's department can't always be there. Thank you very much, and I urge you to take a look at gunrightswatch.com. Illinois is leading the way. Oh. New Mexico, entirely leading the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I appreciate this time to speak with you. I appreciate you putting this on the table. Just this morning, I received a breaking news from Fox News that Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, if I'm saying his name correctly, in a Fox and Friends interview, says judge must be faithful to the original meaning of the Constitution. If this was not a threat, we wouldn't have to have it on the table. We wouldn't have to have this conversation. I was raised with guns. I've never killed anybody. My father's never killed anybody. My sisters have never killed anybody. But I tell you what, if somebody threatens me or my family with a gun, I have to be able to protect my family. And for the government to be able to say that they can take that away from me, we have to protect that. We have to protect it on the county level because our Constitution has been altered unintentionally, unaware to the people. There are things going on within our government, and we are a republic. We are not a democracy. And it is what puts you guys in a position to protect us at a local level. There are so many states that are taking this on. Virginia has gotten so aggressive because they went from red to blue overnight, and they're being told that they have to take these guns away. The Democratic people that are running for president, they have already said they are going to take our guns away. We need our local government to protect it. Really? This
Quiet.
Has been going on the whole time.
Quiet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm willing to give my name and where I live. My name is Charlotte Grimmie, and I live in Sebring. And I'm against this proposal. I guess the main reason I'm against it is a state law was passed, which in my opinion is reasonable gun safety measures, because there's been too many mass shootings in Florida and all across the United States, and we need to do something about gun safety. So I think the state law should be enforced, respected, and obeyed. Thank you.
My name is Francis Winpenny, and I live in Sebring, Florida. And I'd like just to thank Mr. Stotz for bringing this measure before the commissioners. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against foreign and domestic. I was in law enforcement for 23 years. I carried a gun all that time. I'm a concealed carry holder right now. The Second Amendment protects our rights under the Constitution, but it does not always protect your rights from the state level. The states, as you can see in New York State and other states, are bringing in, because the presidents and commissioners often change, and when they change, you bring in a different government. In this last election, if DeSantis didn't win, and his opponent did, would probably be under the same rules that New York State is under right now. New York State made laws which were challenged, and the Supreme Court hopefully is going to hear it. And what happened is that they went and changed the laws, reversed them, made them new, so that now we don't have a challenge to the United States Supreme Court on the Second Amendment. So therefore, hopefully, the Supreme Court is going to see through the scheme that they did, because they will just, next time, they'll just change the laws again, same tune, different lyrics. Here in Collins County, we need commission to approve this resolution. Again, for a cliche, guns don't kill people, people kill people. And if you need a cop when you're there, but if you sit in a restaurant or in Highlands County, Walmart, and somebody's shooting up next to you, and a guy next to you saved your life, you're going to think much differently about guns.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, that was Francis Winpenny, one of the residents from Highlands County, who spoke out last week. He was in favor of making the county a Second Amendment sanctuary. A lot of the residents who spoke were opposed to it, and overall, the county commission voted 4-1 against making the county a gun sanctuary. If you'd like to call in, the number is 813-239-9663. And my name is Sean Canaan. You're listening to Midpoint Monday. It's 12:49 in the afternoon, and you're listening to 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. Andrew from Hardy County writes in. He says, great topic. Regarding Polk County, it might be worthwhile to observe that a Lakeland City Commission member resigned his post earlier this year after being arrested on a homicide charge for killing someone at his business for allegedly stealing a $19 hatchet. So we see who needs to have their firearms rights secured clearly. That's Andrew's opinion out there in cyberspace, so thank you for that. Let's go back to the phones. On the air, we have from New Mexico, we have Beth calling in. Hi, Beth.
Hey, Sean. It's so good to hear this conversation happening. I'm just back in the area visiting. I live in New Mexico now, and it was shocking to hear the gentleman before, I miss his name, but who said that New Mexico and I think one other state were leading the way in this effort to provide sanctuary to guns. And that's just a crazy idea to me, that a gun would need sanctuary. I mean, we need sanctuary from guns. So I'm clearly on the side of providing more safety and more sanity and more regulation when it comes to a very dangerous thing like a gun. And I appreciate the arguments that have been made by the citizens of Highlands County and the commission there, who ultimately decided the way I would prefer. And so I'm going to be using that and listening to those words as I go back to New Mexico, because I didn't even know that we were leading the way in this effort, but I will fight it, and I will use those people's words to help me do it. So thank you for this very enlightened conversation.
Well, thank you, Beth, and appreciate you calling in. And just for people who are familiar with Beth's voice, she used to volunteer on the WMNF News and work at WMNF. So thanks for calling in. Let's go now to Carlos in Tampa. Hi, Carlos. What's on your mind?
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you. Hey, would you please look into the level of education in Highland County and Polk County and the median income as well? Can you look into that?
You mean to do that on the fly here?
No, it was exactly what we're talking about. It's ignorance. It happened to me to go to this county in Tennessee called Alcoa County, and I got in inside the gas station, and gentleman jury wearing, it's like missing teeth, you name it, and he has gun, on his side. Is whenever you find ignorance and lack of education, employment, you name it, you are going to find people that they will vote for something like that. And the main thing is, it's a business. It's a business. It's multi-billion-dollar business, and the way to make money, and that's all. They don't care about if the whole country die, and they still make money. That's all they want. Just like when they carry their B-52s and go and kill 200,000 innocent women and children in Iraq just to make money. It's the same way they do it overseas, they do it here.
So, Carlos, let me interrupt you for just a second, and I want to ask, you're making the point that it sounds like you're saying that ignorant people have guns or support guns, and in the first place, generalizations are usually not very helpful, but I think you would agree, there are brilliant people that also fiercely defend their guns, right?
No. Listen, if you go to Boston, the city of Boston, you want to pass something like that, it will not pass. Absolutely not. I used to live there, and look at the level of education like that. It will fail miserably. If you go to the city of New York, it will fail miserably. Look at the level of education and income. It has to do with social classes and education. More you go to the red states, more ignorance, people that they don't have no job, left behind, no education, have to blame someone else. And I go to the state of Tennessee, it's the ignorance, 19th, 18th century mentality still over there. And right. That's what it is, sir.
All right, well, thank you, Carlos. I'm going to move on to my next caller. I just want to say, let me just remind people that most of the residents who spoke out in Highlands County spoke out against this resolution, and 4 out of the 5 Highlands County commissioners voted against this resolution. So, you can maybe read into what Carlos was trying to get at, and I'll just leave it at that. Well, thanks for that call, Carlos. Happy holidays to you, and let's hear from our friend Susan in Anna Maria. Hi, Susan.
Yeah, hi, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in. You too.
Great. What a great, robust conversation. But it seems like it just keeps going around and around at the same things. First of all, I've been looking, and I'd like to know what elected official, not a pundit on TV, but what elected official, whether you go back in different administrations, actually has any power that says, we are going to, like, come door to door to take your guns. No one wants to do that. I'm a gun owner. No one wants to do that. And why do we go to the extreme? When you look at statistics and mass shootings, and I'll give you my sources. I went to statistics.com, which I haven't had a chance to really vet that, and NBC, From 1982 to 2019, 82% of the weapons that were obtained by these shooters were legal. 16 were illegal and 15 unknown. NBC, and this came from, it came from NBC, but it said more than 80%, so that's pretty general. And the general, you know, and when we think about licenses or regulating, if you own a car, you have to have it licensed, you have to take a test, and, you know, a car can kill somebody just as easily. I mean, my size, if there was a big, huge guy, I couldn't kill him, but I could kill him with my car. And the whole thing with guns don't kill people, people kill guns. So I don't really, that doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, going back to driving, if you have a home, you have to have it insured. If somebody gets hurt at your home, they can sue you. If you have an animal, a dog, and it bites someone, you're liable. You're responsible for it. So we just want some responsibility. No one's saying anyone's a criminal. We have the right to bear arms. But I don't understand why we go to the extreme of they want to take your guns away. I've never heard President Obama say that. I've never heard any public official, no matter what party, say that. So the whole thing perplexes me. And Sean, it just keeps going round and round, the same argument. And as far as a tyrannical government, if, you know, we're talking a long, long time ago, the world's so different. If the government, hypothetically, really wanted to destroy us, they have all the military and all your pea shooters aren't going to do anything anyway. And it's like something that's not going to happen. I mean, never say never, but let's look at it for what it is.
You know, if the founding fathers had wanted guns to be regulated, they might have put that word in the Second Amendment. Did I lose it?
No, but...
I was trying to make a joke, and apparently it fell flat. a well-regulated militia is part of the Second Amendment. So, all right.
Exactly, well-regulated. But why are people, if you're a law-abiding citizen, Sean, why are people so against, okay, background check, okay, take a test, okay, insure my weapon, okay, lock my weapon up, you know, it doesn't make sense. And, you know, plus statistics, John, with a good guy and a bad guy, chances are, I mean, you're not, people aren't that well trained and we're human. We don't think that quickly. So...
Great.
Anyway, thank you so much for your time and have a wonderful and safe holiday, Sean.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and your loved one, Susan. 813-239-9663. I give out the number. We probably won't have time to take very many calls. Sorry about that. But you're listening to 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa, WMNF's Midpoint Monday. I'm going to see if I can get through a couple of these emails. Timothy writes, the Constitution upholds the right to bear arms. Nobody is trying to remove people's right. This is a politically motivated stunt designed to draw attention to sanctuary states in relation to immigration. That's all it is. Thank you for that. Tim, also 813, writes in, December 23rd, 1995, I was robbed while working in a liquor store. A shot was fired that passed just over my head. I had a gun, but there was no possible way to use it safely. More gun laws are not the answer, says Lou in Plant City. Well, thank you for that, for those two emails. Thank you, Lou, and thank you to Timothy. It does sound like we're out of time. I appreciate everyone holding on. Hugh and Kaylee and the other caller from Zephyr Hills, I appreciate you calling in. Sorry I did not get a chance to speak to you on the air today, but I want to thank everyone who did call, email, and text. If you'd like to leave a voicemail with your thoughts, give me a call at 813-238-8001, extension 114. I'll play your message next show. If you missed any of the show, you can listen back on our website, wmnf.org/news. You can also join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WMNF News. I want to thank our engineers, Alvaro Montealegre and Frank Knox. I'm Sean Canaan. I will be out next Monday. I will see you in the new decade. Tomorrow at noon, your hero, Mark Bureau, will host Midpoint Tuesday. Stay tuned now for Latino 54. That's coming up after NPR headlines on WMNF, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Lakeland, Highlands County, Polk County, Sebring, Thanks so much for listening.